You're listening to the Jason Gregor Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev. Huge upgrade sale coming up June 22nd to 24th. It's going to be a barbecue. They're going to have all sorts of free food and additional savings. $1,500 on trucks, $1,000 on SUVs, and $750 on cars. Check it out at lakewoodchev.com. Every Thursday now, a good friend from Blue Jays Nation, a diehard passionate writer, covers MLB, the Jays and everything else, Andrew Stoughton, joins us once again. Andrew, it has been a roller coaster season, to say the least, for the Toronto Blue Jays. Many people thought they were out of it early, then they get close, and every time they get close to 500, they crash and burn, and then the Yankees lose seven in a row, and you're like, well, hey, we're still in it, and the Jays are still in it, and I think it's probably safe to say they haven't played their most consistent baseball. I think a lot of people think that they've got more in them. Do you think that, you know, there's still lots of time left, July and August and September, to turn this around? Do you think the Jays will finally hit that switch and go on a consistent run?
I wish I knew. You know, I think it's certainly possible that they could. I mean, I think we've seen over the last couple of years with basically the same core of players, you know, that they're capable of a lot better than what we've seen so far. But it's tough. I don't know. It would be nice to see them have other ways to score runs than the home run. I mean, that's obviously a bit of a problem in there, and it's tough for a team that is so slow. There was a great thing that came out this week from the people behind StatCast, who are doing all the new sort of way advanced data stuff that measured the foot speed of players going from home to first base. And the Blue Jays had basically three of the slowest players at their own position, and it was sort of, to see it visually, was really stark, considering what a problem that could be on the bases for them. You know, you got Kendrys Morales, you know, you can't score from first base on a double, and guys like, you know, that's troublesome for them, I think. But there are a lot of ways that this is a really good team, and you know, you want to see a guy like Troy Tulowitzki pick it up and some of the hitters get a little bit better, but yeah, it's been a strange start, and I think there's certainly more there, but it's been real frustrating to watch, and hopefully they pick it up, and they kind of have to in these next few games too, because you know, they're in a series with Baltimore right now, they've got Boston coming up, Houston, and the Yankees before the All-Star break. Those are big in-division games, and they got to get it together.
Be honest, how much crow have Blue Jay fans needed to eat over Justin Smoak this season?
Massive helpings. I mean, he took a lot of heat last year, and heat is the polite word I'm going to use, because and the Blue Jays did as well because of signing him to that extension, and even all winter, because, you know, the way that the market sort of cratered for guys like him, you know, guys with limited defensive value and who are just basically power hitters. And the Blue Jays did not look good for having signed into that extension. They look like geniuses now because he's been terrific. He's been not swinging out of his shoes at every ball, which I think is what he would say has been term. You know, he's been just okay with making solid contact, making more frequent contact, and hoping that good things happen. And we've seen that, you know, you don't have to put every ounce into every swing to put the ball over the fence. You know, he can do it just as well easing up a little bit and being a little more selective, and it's been great to watch, especially for a guy who, you know, 10 years ago was one of the biggest prospects in baseball, and people, you know, saw all sorts of great things in his future, and it would be great to see him make good on some of that promise that he once had now, even though it's taken him a long time to get there.
Yeah, well, it's funny, you know, you forget that Justin Smoak was like a top 10 pick in his draft. Now, I know that doesn't necessarily mean much in baseball because there's 98,000 rounds, and I know lots of guys get drafted high that don't make it, but he definitely seems like a player who's just, you know, finally maybe living up to his offensive potential, and it's really been amazing. I know John Gibbons, who always has a pretty good sense of humor, joke, geez, I bet he wishes he didn't sign that contract now, but, you know, the Jays are looking like geniuses by signing for that deal.
Yeah, they really are. I mean, he was the centerpiece to the Cliff Lee trade years ago when he went from Seattle to Texas, or Texas to Seattle. And, you know, he was a guy that people looked at as a switch-hitting first baseman, kind of in the Mark Teixeira mold, and thought he was, you know, a guy who was just going to be a middle-of-the-lineup run producer, RBI man for a long, long time. And it never happened with him. He's taken, I think, 3,000 plate appearances in the big leagues or something ridiculous like that with very, very little success. And then here it is, you know, all that track record right now looks like you can throw it out the window because he's figured something out and he looks great.
Andrew Stoughton from BlueJaysNation.com joins us discussing the Toronto Blue Jays. What do you make of Saunders? Like, man, this guy last year at this time was playing very well and then finds himself signed to a minor league deal. Do you expect to see him in Toronto soon?
I don't really, to be honest. I mean, I know they have problems at left field, but he's a guy that I think obviously the organization likes and they've seen the best of him. But he's been, you know, among regular position players over the last calendar year, he's been one of the worst players in baseball, basically. I mean, if you look at wins above replacement, there are very few guys below him. I think there's maybe two who have been who produced less in terms of value as represented by WAR because he's been awful. I mean, Blue Jays fans saw it firsthand in the second half of last season, and apparently not much changed this year in Philadelphia either, which is too bad. I mean, he's everybody wants to root for the Canadian guy, and he can be useful, especially at a position where the Blue Jays aren't great. He's a lefty batter, which is another good thing for the Jays because they've gotten a little bit better in terms of adding a switch hitter like Kendrys Morales, and Smoke has come around, but they're still a little bit right-hand heavy. So Michael Saunders playing like he was a year ago this time would be a great, great thing for the Blue Jays. But unfortunately, that's been almost exactly a year since he's played that well, and he's been real bad since then. So I personally, I'd like to see a guy like maybe Dalton Pompey, once he gets healthy, get a chance to play in the big leagues. And we've seen Dwight Smith Jr. He had some success, though I think that, looking at his high strikeout rate and the batting average on balls in play, I don't think that's very sustainable. So there are a couple options that are not great for left field. And there's a chance that Saunders comes up and is useful. But I think right now they probably are going to have to look a little, set the bar a little higher than Michael Saunders circa 2017 if they want to get better in left field.
Looking at the Jays, and obviously the wild card is definitely still within reach just because, there's not a lot of dominant teams. The Yankees look pretty good this year, them in Boston. But you got Tampa Bay, you got Baltimore, you got Toronto. Toronto's 3 games under 500, so it's not like they're out of it by any stretch. But there's so many teams locked in, they're going to have to go on a push. If and when they realize they're not, do you think the Jays would be sellers? And if so, who would be most likely to be sold?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, it's sort of been the questions come back around again this month because they haven't been playing well. I mean, in May we were like, oh, it looks like it's going to go well and we don't have to worry about blowing up the team. But it's definitely possible that they could end up being sellers. I don't think Josh Donaldson is the guy they're going to move. I think that's maybe a deal that they would consider in the off season, but probably not even. I mean, I think once Donaldson goes, that everything is out the window. I mean, you're into a full rebuild there because he's just so, so good and so, so important to this team. But, you can see the guys who are free agents definitely have some interest. Marco Estrada, you'd like to see him pitch a little better and maybe up his value. I mean, I think teams would be wary of him after the last few starts that he's had, but he's been great for 3 years. Jose Bautista is still a valuable guy. Maybe not at the salary that he's being paid and certainly not the way he was a couple years ago, but I think that's a guy that other teams would certainly have some interest in. And, there's guys in the bullpen. There's, even Jay Happ, who's not a free agent at the end of the year. Maybe that's someone you could consider making a move with as well. Ideally, I think the Blue Jays would get creative and would look to, I think they would probably prefer to be, they would obviously prefer to be buyers and sellers. They could perhaps package guys together too, an Estrada and Bautista package could be a creative way to really help another team and maybe actually get something significant back to the Jays. Because it's going to be difficult, I think, because they don't have a lot in terms of rental guys that is really all that great. And I think the market's going to be a little saturated for pitching as well. So, Donaldson would be the big piece, and that's the piece that, you just hope that they don't even consider moving.
Yeah, because I know that's the name that's out there a lot, but from a Jays standpoint, it wouldn't make sense to do it. Now, let's say the Jays get on a little bit of a run. Do they have anybody to trade off, prospects or young guys to add something? Like, have they replenished their organization, or is it still pretty shallow?
I think they've done a really good job replenishing the organization. They're still not better farm systems in the league, but they've got really exciting guys in like Bo Bichette and in Vladimir Guerrero Jr. But there's also guys at upper levels that I think they would be able to part with and not feel too bad about it. There's Richard Urena's and a shortstop in Double A right now. I mentioned Dalton Pompey is perhaps a possibility, but he's going to get back on the field. And Anthony Alford is in the same situation, though I think they're really high on him and are probably going to look to keep him around. But I think they do have a enough bodies that are decent enough prospects to get them something to help the club in 2017 if they decide to be buyers. I mean, I don't think that they have enough to get into like the blockbuster territory. I know this week people were talking about Sonny Gray, pitcher for the A's, who has a couple years still left on his contract, maybe 3 years even, who's been really good, has struggled a bit this year, but would obviously take a lot in terms of prospect capital to get him back. I don't know that the Jays are able to compete with other clubs who can offer better and more prospects than them. But for a long time we're used to hearing, oh, the cupboard's bare, but that's just really not the case anymore. So I think they could definitely do something, just nothing terribly huge.
Right now, which rookie is impressing you more, Dodgers, Yankees?
They're both incredibly impressive. I got to say Yankees. I mean, I know that they've not been as great lately as they have for most of the year, but I mean, that's just been an incredible thing to watch, and watching Judge smash baseballs as even as a Blue Jays fan, I can appreciate it, which makes me sick a little bit, but I mean, it's just such a fun thing and a good thing for the game to have somebody who's really compelling just because of, you know, the things that he can do on a baseball field. So for me, that's where I'm at. But I mean, you'd love to have either one of them, obviously.
Andrew, great catching up with you again, man. We look forward to talking to you all summer on Thursdays. Have a great weekend. Enjoy Canada Day.
Thank you. You too.
Andrew Stoughton from BlueJaysNation.com in Toronto.